100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. My stomach is in an uproar for the past week, but I didn't help much by making French onion, caramelized onion bread. Oh my God, it was good. And I figured out that sour cream is now something that triggers tooth issues. So, yeah. I've been fine the past few days, although now, the lower right, just take them all out and I'll drink milkshakes. I don't know. Anyway, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, the weekly challenge is where I post a topic, whine about a few things, and then, stories. We've got a bunch of stories on the topic of random words. And these are not random words. These are things that y'all came up with. And if it's taking you a little longer to come up with something, I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. So here we go.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called The One That Got Away. She was delirious when I entered the woodcutter's cottage. As ever, I was amazed how cramped the space was, with so many living in it. I clasped my scarf to my face, burned rosemary to try to cleanse the air. She lay, wet from the sweats, and rambled random words. I couldn't feel any lumps under her armpits, so for help perhaps this time, there was still hope. I stayed just long enough to give her a draught to bring the fever down, but made my decision to answer the king and to live at the palace till this pestilence passed. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Good morning. This is Richard, and this is my random word story called Random Words. Every week I go through the same process. I retrieve the old cardboard box from its place under my desk, give it a good hard shake, remove the lid, and close my eyes. Reaching into the box, I rifle around its contents and pull out a selection of folded postcards, and then I can open my eyes. The postcards have a selection of random words written on them. I lay them out on the desk and rearrange them thoughtfully. When I have what I'm looking for, I add some filler words and, hopefully, end up with a 100-word story. Yeah, that's really how I do it. Anyway, until next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. I don't, you, me. This could mean anything, said the detective. Where's the rest of it? No one knew. Is this blood? No one knew that either. Did you search the rest of the house? That they did know. And nothing? Nope. How about the garden? Silence. Okay, forget it. Send this to the lab. They all nodded, relieved. By the way, said the detective, I don't care what you think about me. I'd fire the lot of you. Amateurs, thought the detective. Wait a second. What I just said. Perhaps these words are not as random as they look. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lazygoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
They may sound like random words to you. You may think I've made some of them up, or perhaps I'm speaking a foreign language. What could they possibly mean? Nobody really knows. I certainly have no idea. I found them in an old leather-bound book, hidden away in my grandmother's attic. Many thought grandmother was a witch, and if the book is anything to go by, she quite definitely was. You'll see. As I chant the mysterious words, you'll start to feel very strange. Until, with a puff of smoke, all of a sudden, you'll turn into a frog.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story for this week is called Without Merit. I've found no matter how vacuous two individuals might be, if one passes by during any random collection of words that flows into public space, those random words will sound pretty cogent. Lingering for additional context will help one to understand the form and purpose of the discourse, but nearly always leads one to question why matters so banal merit the level and length of inquiry. Chalk it up to the mind-numbing list of stuff one needs to get done in the average day. Little time to ponder the deeper questions of life, as why isn't there any more penny candy? And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 1013. With a prompt of random words. So here's my story. Mandy and Bobby sat in the back while Mrs. Wienerheimer drove north out of Eureka. A small gray-haired lady with dark glasses held both hands flat on top of her head and muttered random words.
Kelp, wind, stinkweed, bottle brush, cardboard box, thunderhead.
After passing windy beaches littered with piles of kelp, Mandy glanced out the window and shouted, "Over there!" A single cloud rose above the low hills. They quickly turned onto Bottle Brush Lane and drove until they came to a broken-down cabin, the front yard crowded with weeds, and a tattered cardboard box rotting on the porch. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
If you stir alphabet soup enough, you'll see words. Usually short words, but the longer you stir, a few longer words will appear. I imagine the noodles sloshing around in my stomach, forming words and sentences and poems nobody will know about, dissolving into goo as I digest them. Maybe they're not gone, and somehow, subconsciously, I absorb them, and they make their way onto the page for me to read to you. Or perhaps, if I stick my finger down my throat, they will appear on the page faster. Stand back. I feel a masterpiece coming out now.
Well, there you go. The weekly challenge. Random words. Bunch of stories. Enjoyed them. How did you feel? Leave a comment. One a day until the day I die.com. And the next topic is a pick two. Street life pox behind that old classic and standard lamp. So let's go ahead and get those stories on rolling. And Talk Like a Pirate Day was last week. And of course, I didn't put up stories until just now. So yeah, I'm day late, dollar short. But at least the grass is mostly looking good. And the irrigation, we haven't had rain for like 2 weeks. So irrigation isn't going to quite cut it. But great timing, I guess. Anyway. Hopefully, there's a little rain might come. I don't know. But, yeah, and hopefully the tooth thing, I'm going to take something for it. It's not bad, but anything can lead to anything. And that's where the neuroticism kicks in, and it's just, it's distracting. And I don't know. I'm just... one thing after the other, getting old. Anyway, thank you all for listening and being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.